Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration once again, and we invite you to join us as today we look back into the Old Testament and draw lessons from the story of the life of Joseph.
Take my life, a living sacrifice, knowing it's the least that I can do. Make my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you.
I looked upon my life and realized at last, within myself there's nothing I can do. Yet here I stand to offer all I am and give myself completely, Lord, to you.
Take my life, a living sacrifice, knowing it's the least that I can do. Make my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you.
I cannot be content until I reach that place. How little I have given up to you. Lord, break down my will, make my desires your own. I long to give my everything to you.
Take my life, a living sacrifice,
knowing it's the least that I can do.
Make my life a living sacrifice,
holy and acceptable to you.
Take my life a living sacrifice, knowing it's the least that I can do. Make my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you.
Genesis chapter 37 turns to the biblical account of the life of Joseph, a favored son of Jacob. The rest of the book of Genesis is about Joseph, except for one side account of Judah and Tamar. The last chapter records the death of this good man. The Joseph story has multiple lessons to be heard from the record. It is one very interesting drama, beginning with the days of his youth. Let me list just a few of the things from the record which can be valuable lessons for us today. Joseph began having dreams at age 17. Without doubt, when we fill in the rest of the story, these dreams were foretelling future events that would come to life among his family. God was choosing Joseph, and he would have a big hand in caring for God's people and bringing about God's will to be accomplished. In these last times, Jesus calls us through his Holy Spirit to fill our place in God's scheme of redemption. Hebrews tells us that in the days before God sent his Son into the world, that dreams, visions, and angels delivered God's messages. But today we listen to Jesus. God said, "This is my beloved Son, whom I have chosen. Listen to him." If we are listening to the Son of God, we will be lining ourselves up to serve him in whatever capacity that suits us and according to the grace that has been given us. These full meaning of these dreams did not reveal themselves until many years later in Joseph's life. God works in wondrous and he works in mysterious ways. As followers of Jesus today, we should be ready to let God fulfill his work through us at any time in our lives. Well, Joseph's dreams were not very welcomed by his brothers, and they were questioned by his father. Because of them and the suggestion that his whole family would someday bow down to him, Joseph was hated. His dad, Jacob, didn't help matters any by giving Joseph a special coat because he favored him above his other sons. That incited more jealousy from his brothers, and that didn't last long because his brothers took the opportunity to sell him out as a slave. They took the special coat, tore it up, dipped it in blood, and led their father to believe that his favored son had been killed by wild animals. You know, the scriptures tell us about one sin that leads to another. It warns us not to let anger settle in our hearts, lest we become full of wrath and hatred and become murderers. Jealousy leads to bitterness that often is acted out in revenge. Lying causes the conscience to be afraid and to be guilty. Joseph's brothers had a very difficult time as they struggled with their sin against Joseph and their dad. Even after Joseph had forgiven them and had, you know, shown kindness to them, they were not very confident in having been forgiven. Their fear, and they feared the consequences that they deserved. The message of the gospel of Jesus Christ is a message that can set us free from our past sins. Our Bibles declare over and over again that we are forgiven, our sins are washed away, and God will not remember them. This is a truth that can set us free from ungodly past. No one needs to live in fear of the judgment. God has made a way for us to be made righteous through the righteousness of Jesus, his Son. Joseph's character is on display as the scriptures unfold his life. When he was serving Potiphar, he served his new master very well. So well that the man entrusted everything to his care. God blessed Joseph because of his hard work, honest, and moral fiber. But temptation is always present. It was Potiphar's wife who had lustful desires in her heart, and Joseph's refusal and resistance proved his high moral standards. Holding fast to what he knew was right cost him some very hard time. He spent years in prison because of the lies that were told against him. However, Joseph didn't let it change his character. He became a trusted inmate in the prison by the guard while he was forgotten by the Pharaoh's butler for a long time. God didn't forget about Joseph and the fulfillment of his promise. One great assurance the Word of God gives us is that we will never be forgotten. Jesus never will forsake us. To live with God as our constant companion means so very much. As the Apostle Paul wrote while he was in a jail cell waiting on a trial, he said, "I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." we too can face all the unforeseen things in our life, all the unknowns that are ahead of us. Joseph just kept on honoring God in all of his situations. Good results came to him. The psalmist wrote, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want." What a blessed assurance is given us in the promises and the hope that is found in Jesus Christ. Since Joseph was second over all of Egypt, in a very real sense, his whole family did indeed bow down to him as the dreams foretold. It wasn't a worship. It was his ruling over the land. And those dreams came to reality. The book tells us that Joseph had the opportunity to spend the last 17 years of his life with his dad there in Egypt. It was a very long journey, but God brought blessings to all of Jacob's family through the plans that he had made for Joseph. I believe that only because Joseph honored God in his life that God was willing to work through him in such a marvelous way. I believe the same is true for us. I believe the world we live in demands that we compromise our moral standards and accept that which is immoral, the things that God condemns. If God's church will shine its light bright in this dark world today, we must be firm and steadfast in our living to honor God. The road may not be so easy in the days ahead. Persecutions have been heavy against Christians who, by living their faith, exposes evil deeds for what they are. I hope we are doing that today. I hope that all the world around us, every day, will see Christ and see Him in us.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.